CBS presents this program in color.
It's from Burkhalter. It's an order to keep all prisoners in the barracks today until 4 o'clock.
Why?
Doesn't say.
I wonder what it is they don't want us to see.
I'm curious myself. Put this back on Clink's desk after 4 o'clock.
Hey, look what I found!
Yes, it is a dog.
You better lose him quick.
I thought we'd keep him for a pet.
Come on, you know the camp rules. We're not allowed to have pets.
Oh, blimey.
You see, he knows what you're saying.
Sorry, I don't make up the rules.
Can we please keep him, Colonel? He's a great watchdog.
LeBeau, this is a prison camp. Nobody's breaking in. I'm gonna have to get rid of him.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, old-timer.
Oh, he runs.
Way be fun to have a dog.
What are we doing inside? The schedule calls for calisthenics.
Schultz, we're getting a little bored with the push-ups. We're planning a different kind of exercise.
What do you have in mind?
A cross-country run.
Good, yeah. Running in the fresh air, it's very good exercise.
Out of the question. Absolutely out of the question.
What was that?
No, you're supposed to guess. Now do the imitation again.
That's a dog.
Right, give that man a cigar. Now, for my next imitation, any requests?
That animal is against the rules.
But you have dogs in camp.
Those are killers. But to keep a dog for pleasure is not permitted.
All right, hold it. We're just going to have to cut Schultz in. You familiar with this breed?
With that? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You get it right on the head. A lot of dogs have two or three different breeds. That dog has 5% of 20 different breeds. Only three like him in the world. He's worth a fortune.
Is that right? But if he is so valuable, how come you have him?
Well, the dog doesn't belong to us. He's lost. And the owner has offered a reward for his return. 100 marks.
100 marks for that? What are we waiting for? Let's collect the reward.
What a rush. It'll go up to 500 marks and we're partners.
Come on. Who would be that stupid to give so much money?
General Brettschneider?
Yeah, he is that stupid. Now, we are partners.
You have a contract.
Colonel, does that mean I can keep him?
Of course not. Only until General Brettschneider pays the reward of 500 marks.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
One.
Wow, look at the size of those tanks.
No wonder they wanted us to stay in the barracks. It's their newest model, mounted 88s.
Heavier armor plate, faster, bigger tracks.
Be nice if the Allies knew about this.
Carter?
Now.
Okay, Colonel.
Oh! Oh! Oh, it's the heat! It's the work! I feel like I'm... Oh, I know I'm...
Carter!
I'm gonna...
Just faint.
All right. Stay to get in there.
Yeah, it must have been the cold that closed it.
All right, Carter. Out with the camera, quick. I want a lot of pictures. Keep them coming and don't stop. I want plenty of them. Get them all.
Here comes the commandant.
All right, watch out, quick.
Attention, everybody, attention.
What's going on here?
Why isn't this man in detention?
I believe he's fainted, Commandant.
That's no excuse. That's very unmilitary.
I'll speak sharply to him when he comes to.
Aha! The new tanks.
Oh, is that your new one, sir? I hadn't noticed.
You wouldn't notice till they walked right up to you and bit you.
What are you men doing here?
Just following your orders about calisthenics. You know, mens sana and corpus sano. Sound mind and a sound body.
You don't have to translate to me. I understand French.
It's Latin.
Your accent is terrible.
Go on with your calisthenics.
All right, let's have it. Exercise this.
There is no word from General Brechnight about the dog, huh?
Not yet, but the longer he waits, the higher the reward will be.
Exercises! Exercises!
All right, Carter. Keep taking pictures. Try to keep Plink from wandering around. Get plenty of them.
Come in, come in. Yes, Hogan, what is it?
I...
You know, Hogan, I didn't like that man fainting. That doesn't look very good.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I think he needs a rest.
Oh, you do, huh? Mm-hmm. How about a resort in the Swiss Alps? Yeah. I understand the skiing is very good this time of year.
It sounds good. Seems to me a warmer climate. Say, the French Riviera would be better.
Oh. How about a real vacation, eh? Maybe a few weeks in Berlin?
No, from what I hear, it's too hot for anyone in Berlin right now. Mr. Spock, by your side, Minister.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hogan, let me remind you of something. Oh, General Burkhalter. What a pleasure to see you, sir.
Plink, how is it that you get so much more pleasure out of seeing me than I do out of seeing you?
Because you're a better man, sir. You're much more of a human being. You have wonderful qualities.
Plink, shut up and wipe your face.
Oh, I was shaving, sir, shaving.
Glad to hear it. I thought you had rabies.
Rabies? It's a good one. It's very funny, rabies.
What are those prisoners doing at the fence?
Exercising, sir. That's just part of my program. You know the old Latin saying,
mens sano in corpore sano.
That's the one.
So you thought that was more important than the special order I sent this morning telling you to keep the prisoners in their barracks?
Sir, I didn't get any order. I give you my word of honor as an officer and a gentleman, I received nothing. Please, please, take a look for yourself, sir.
Now, there was no order in here. Now, you know very well I would never overlook...
Tell me, Mr. Officer and Gentleman, how did this get here? Was it left by the good fairy? Clint! The High Command wanted a certain operation as secret as possible.
Well,
I can assure you, General Burkhalter, nothing gets out of this prison.
Don't be too sure. You may be getting out.
Sir, the prisoners did not see a thing, I can assure you. Colonel Hogan! You were with them. Now, you didn't see any new tanks, did you?
Not until you called them to my attention, sir.
Allied High Command in London. They want the pictures of the new tanks right away, huh? An agent will pick them up. Wait for contact with a Rumpelstiltskin.
Who is Rumpelstiltskin?
Well, since he's going to get in touch with us, it's someone who's in camp right now, or is coming here.
All done. And a good job, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, very good. Is this all your stuff?
Well, yeah. Well, Schultz came, you know, and chased us back to the barracks. I was going to put another roll in the camera, but I didn't have time. Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
I left the camera near the fence.
Of all the idiotic things.
They find that camera before we do, we're in trouble.
I think I'm really going to faint.
No film. Exactly where did you find this?
Near the fence, Herr Commandant.
Where the men were exercising?
Jawohl, Herr Commandant. Herr Commandant, if nobody claims it, may I keep it?
Don't worry, somebody will claim it.
Oh, you know who owns it?
Of course I know. But he doesn't know that I know. Which means that I know what he doesn't know. Do you know what that means?
That I don't get the camera.
Stupid. That means that I am much smarter than Colonel Hogan. This time he's gone too far.
If you're worried about him finding that camera, all we have to do is deny we ever saw it.
Yeah, stay away against Elsa.
It isn't that simple. Once Klink's suspicion is aroused, it's going to make it that much harder for Rumpelstiltskin to contact us. Meantime, until we know exactly where, when, and with whom the contact is to be made, I gotta carry this film around with me all the time.
It does make it a problem.
Sticky wicket.
Go on, say it. It's all my fault. Why don't you say it?
All right, it's all your fault.
It is? You
mean it? Of course not, Carter. It was an accident. Could happen to anyone.
If we weren't ordered to stay in the barracks, we could find that camera, sir.
Just have to wait and play by ear.
I feel just awful. It really was my fault.
Hi, Schultz.
It's all right.
It's all right. You don't have to get up. It's just a social visit. Everybody feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Good!
Must have heard some bad news about somebody to feel so good.
I know nothing. Nothing.
I wouldn't call that a secret, Schultz.
Something smells very good.
Schultz?
No, please, please.
It needs a little bit more salt.
What's the matter with him?
You eating his dinner. Self, is this plenty left for you?
When are we going to collect the reward?
Oh, we're waiting for General Steiner to make a better offer.
General Steiner? You told me Brett Schneider owes the dog.
Oh, well, they're partners. I mean, a valuable dog like that couldn't be owned by one man.
To me, he looks like an ordinary dog.
Well, to some people, a diamond looks like a piece of glass.
Yeah, well, then, make it as fast as possible. You know the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was it I wanted to tell you? What was it? What was it?
Worst acting I've ever seen.
It was on the tip of my brain. What was it? Now I remember.
Yeah, I thought you would.
The commandant wants you to clean up the yard.
Any particular area, Schultz?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me think.
Where we were exercising today.
Yeah, and he doesn't want you to miss any cigarette butts.
Okay. Well, we know where the camera is.
Where?
Right where you left it. Clink found it, put it back to trap us. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do, Colonel?
For one thing, do a better job of acting than he just did.
Picked up.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay.
No, we're supposed to be prisoners of war, not domestic, sir.
That's right. You tell them.
Just get them all.
Even the papers, sir?
All of them. Yeah. Want to be proud of this camp.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, sure.
Here we go, then.
Hey, look what I found.
It's a camera, isn't it?
Looks like a camera.
Yeah, I wonder whose it is.
It's not mine.
I don't know. It looks like an expensive one.
Newkirk?
Yeah.
Take this to Clink's office. Someone may be looking for it, huh?
Never mind!
Hold it! Colonel Clink.
Oh, you saved me a trip, sir. I was going to take this camera to your office.
That's right. Some idiot left it here.
Careful what you're saying. The idiot you're talking about, it's coming to Clink.
You shouldn't leave an expensive camera like that laying around.
Neither should you.
Colonel, what are you talking about?
Hogan, don't play games with me. Just tell me that this is your camera.
Okay, it's my camera.
Aha! Then you admit it.
No, you asked me to tell you, and I did. Is there anything else you want me to tell you?
All right, Hogan. If you say it's not your camera, we'll let it go just at that. No hard feelings?
None at all, sir.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Clink isn't going to rest until he gets this.
Weren't you afraid he would search you?
Not a chance. He's sure I wouldn't be foolish enough to carry it with me.
We should have searched him.
He certainly would not be carrying the film on him. Wouldn't he be hiding it?
We are going to surprise Hogan when he least expects it. Get a few men, and in exactly 1 hour, be ready to make a thorough search.
Come on, you're coming up.
Colonel Clink speaking.
This is General Burkhalter.
General Burkhalter, this is indeed a great pleasure.
Clink, stop is the pleasure.
Sir, I cannot help myself. I must be honest.
Get your camp in order. Tomorrow morning, the Swiss Prison Commission is paying you a visit. And I want a favorable report.
Don't worry, sir. I'm ready at all time for an inspection.
Pick out some special prisoners for them to interview. Once you can depend on to say they are happy. And make sure nobody is in solitary confinement.
It's as good as done, Herr General. And may I say to you, sir, that...
Prussian.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to feed that swill to that poor dog.
It isn't for him. This is our dinner.
What is it?
I never know till I finish it.
Well, it'll be the finish of us, mate.
I suppose nobody by the name of Rumpelstiltskin showed up?
No, we've had two Rumpelmeyers and a Meyer Rumpel, that's all.
He'll show up sooner or later.
Yeah, well, we're running out of time. I feel safe with this film on me. Any minute now, Klink will show up and...
Attention! We're going out this here.
Here he is.
Nobody move! Stay right where you are. I want every inch of this place searched and the men too. Now, don't miss a thing. Look everywhere. Search the footlockers, the mattresses. I don't want you to miss anything.
What was that dog doing here?
He didn't say.
Search everybody!
Okay. Looking for anything in particular?
We'd be glad to help, sir.
I mean, give us a clue. Is it an animal, vegetable, mineral?
Put them all in the cooler!
Your water coming up!
Let's see if they feel like making jokes there. Wait!
They don't go into the cooler?
No. The Swiss prison commission is coming tomorrow. Now, after they go, we'll take care of it. Now, get this place cleaned up. There may be an inspection later.
Yeah, hold on, Governor. Clean up this place.
Aye, Joe.
Hey, what'd you do with the film, Colonel?
Must have had a great hiding place. They searched everywhere.
I put it in the bone the dog ran off with.
I told you he was a smart dog.
Colonel, do you think that Swiss commission...
I do. Rumpelstiltskin is one of them. It all fits perfectly. Hey, speaking of the dog, where is he?
There he is. There's my little baby.
Where's the bone?
I'll send him to find it. Okay. Show us where he hid the bone. Go on, baby. We'll give the bone back. Come on, show us.
Maybe if we gave him another bone, he'd take it to the same place.
Good idea.
Here you are, baby. Take it. That's a good boy. Go on, it's right here. Go on.
Huh?
Come on,
this one. The one you took from me before. The one I gave you back in the barracks.
You can trust us. Please show us where it is.
Ah, welcome to Starlock 13. This is indeed a great pleasure, a privilege.
This is Colonel Klink, the Commandant, Herr Kraft, Monsieur Bonner, of the Swiss Prison Commission, and Hannah Vogel, deputy leader of the Nazi Youth Group. She's escorting them to the different prison camps.
If I had known that you were coming here, I would have prepared this camp. Of course, you see it as it really is.
Klink, they know I called you yesterday to say they were coming.
Oh, it must have slipped my mind.
I think it is criminal to keep the prisoners in luxury while our men are fighting at the front.
I quite agree. But the laws of humanity must always be observed, of course.
The prisoners, they get enough to eat.
Oh, indeed they do. As a matter of fact, they eat the same food I do. And you can see I'm in tip-top condition.
I eat the same food, too.
Naturally, he eats more.
Do you have any men in solitary confinement?
Of course not. To tell you the truth, I don't even know where those cells are. That's how much we use them.
Gentlemen, I know you are short of time. Suppose we start the inspection? Follow me.
Well, looks like we've had it. He's going to sleep for a week.
And he calls himself man's best friend.
They finished the inspection. They're heading back to Klink's quarters.
Well, that does it. Better get over and tell Rumpelstiltskin, whoever he is, we don't have a film.
Break it to him gently, Colonel.
Now, Steve, everything seems to be in order.
Yes, from what I've seen, I have no complaints.
Gentlemen, I try to make my prison as homelike as possible.
I often ask myself, what would I want if I were a prisoner? And then I answer myself. I say, Clink. That's my name, Clink. I say,
that's enough, Clink.
But I am not satisfied. Believe me, the Führer is going to hear how soft they have it here. But they even have showers.
Cold showers?
Oh, there's one thing we didn't do. We are supposed to interview a prisoner.
Certainly. Schultz, go to Barracks G and... Hogan!
Sorry, I didn't realize you were entertaining.
Out of this! No, wait, Colonel Clink. We will talk to this prisoner.
Colonel Hogan? Oh, sir, I have a much better man for you. Very intelligent. Let me get him. Schultz, please.
No, this man will do. He is supposed to be picked at random.
Of course, but you see, this man in Barracks G, oh, you just won't find anyone more random, sir.
Schultz, please.
Colonel Hogan, these men are from the Swiss Prison Commission. They would like to talk to you.
I'll be happy to tell them whatever they want to know.
I'm sure Colonel Hogan has a million things to do. Let me find someone who's not so busy.
Schultz, please.
I haven't anything to do. Entirely at your disposal.
Good, good. Now, tell me, do you have any complaints?
Well, excuse me, I have a cold.
Rumpelstiltskin!
Standing around without any clothes on, and I seem to caught a cold.
What were you doing without clothes?
He's a sun worshipper. He just can't get enough sun.
In this weather?
That's what I said to him, in this weather.
Rumpelstiltskin! Now, I ask you, do you have anything to complain of?
Well, actually, I have nothing to complain of.
You see, gentlemen, Colonel Hogan is truly a representative of our camp as a whole. Oh, thank you, Colonel Hogan.
If you gentlemen are through, will you please sign the inspection report?
Oh, certainly.
Now you show up.
Colonel Hogan! You are supposed to be standing at attention.
Why? Because I'm talking to one of the master race?
I could have you shot for talking to me like that.
And I'll bet you would, too. Tell me, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
I came here to meet a friend.
Is that right?
Rumpelstiltskin.
You're Rumpelstiltskin?
Better give me the film before they come out.
I haven't got it.
Where is it?
Ask this silly dog. They were searching us and he...
Carter, this has been a most enjoyable visit. I wish we had more time to just sit around and...
Bye, Clink. You see, that is why we have a rule against dogs.
Naughty, naughty.
I will get rid of that dog right away, sir. Schultz!
Get away, you're coming
in. Get that dog out of here.
I have a better idea. Fräulein, do you like dogs?
Why... Yeah, I do.
Please accept this one as a gift from the boys here at Stalag 13. Here, you may as well take along his favorite bone, too. I'll just put it in your doggy bag.
Thank you very much.
Sergeant Schultz, tell the others we are ready to leave.
After you've had him a while, you'll develop a real affection for him.
What is his name?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Hogan, I appreciate that what you told them helped me get the highest rating we've ever had in this camp.
But,
there's still the matter of the missing film from the camera, and I'm going to report that to General Burkhalter.
When Burkhalter finds out you think there was a film and you haven't got it, you're really going to be in big trouble, whether there is any film or not. So far, it's only in your mind. Do you want to put it in his?
If only I could be sure.
Could have saved yourself a lot of trouble if you'd just asked me two questions, which I would have answered truthfully.
What questions?
Well, if before you started the search, you had come to me and said, Colonel Hogan, do you have the film? I would have said, no, I do not. And then if you had said, do you know where the film is? I would have said, no, I do not. And I give you my word, it would have been the truth.
I believe you. But there's another question. Was there any film?
Sorry. Only answer two questions at a time.